Republicans on the legislature's budget panel voted to strip out millions in bonding that Governor Jim Doyle set aside to pay for the projects. Among those cut include suite-style dorms at five campuses, including the UW-Madison and Oshkosh. Those projects were approved by student votes, and the borrowing would be paid off by student fees. Greendale Assembly Republican Jeff Stone says that still has the effect of driving up the cost of education.
Some student that isn't born yet is going to be paying for this 25 years from now because it's being run up on a credit card.
But Democrats on the panel said the borrowing would have been a good investment and one the university needs if it's to remain competitive with other colleges. Racine Democrat John Lehman says he thinks it's something taxpayers can get behind.
This is a center of pride in our state. To maintain these universities and move forward and to have enough housing for students who want to go to these campuses, seems to me that it's something that is very strongly supported by people all over the state of Wisconsin.
Also cut was money for Hmong cultural centers in Madison and Milwaukee and a Civil War museum in Kenosha. The moves are far from final, as it will be at least a month before the full budget becomes law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.